Justice Anita McGuire. Members of the House Judiciary Committee consider a bill to ban semi-automatic weapons. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan calls a response to another spate of mass killings Democratic propaganda.
Democrats know this legislation will not reduce violent crime or reduce the likelihood of mass shootings, but they are obsessed with attacking law-abiding Americans. Second Amendment liberties.
Senate Judiciary Committee also holding a hearing on gun violence. Highland Park, Illinois Mayor Nancy Rotering, in her testimony, asks what's the difference between the U.S. and other countries when it comes to mass violence.
We know that there are mental health issues in other countries throughout this world. We know that there are troubled people who are inclined towards violence. What's the differentiating factor? Combat weapons and access to civilians.
Seven people were killed, several others wounded, when a young man opened fire on a crowd watching the city's 4th of July parade earlier this month. A federal grand jury indicts two Pasadena, Texas men on counts of transporting and conspiring to transport migrants illegally, resulting in death, and transporting and conspiring to transport migrants illegally, resulting in serious injury. Omera Zamorano Jr. and Christian Martinez have been in custody since shortly after the discovery of a hot airless tractor trailer rig found with 53 dead or dying migrants in San Antonio. Convictions could result in life sentences, but the U.S. Attorney General's office could also authorize prosecutors to seek the death penalty. Uvalde, Texas school superintendent recommends firing the school police chief. Mike Hempen has this.
The Uvalde School Board will consider firing Police Chief Pete Arredondo at a special meeting Saturday. State officials have accused Arredondo of making several critical mistakes. During the May 24th mass shooting at Robb Elementary, 19 students and two teachers were killed. If fired, Arredondo would become the first officer ousted from his job following the deadliest Texas school shooting in history.
This is AP News. Police in San Bernardino, California say on Saturday, 23-year-old Rob Adams, a black man, was armed with a gun as he ran away from two officers after they responded to a report of an armed man in a parking lot. Adams' family attorney Ben Crump says body cam video from the officers who were in uniform doesn't substantiate the police reports.
They were in an unmarked car. The witnesses said there was nothing that identified them as police. And yet, they get out shooting.
The police body cam footage and video from a surveillance camera show Adams running in between two cars before one of the officers opened fire. A 9mm pistol was found at the scene. One soldier is dead, nine others hurt, after lightning from a thunderstorm hit a training area of Fort Gordon, Georgia this afternoon. There's no word yet on the identity of the soldier, nor the extent of injuries to the survivors. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.